And we are happy to have on the line with us this morning Ron Plaucha, who is one of the handlers for Punxsutawney. Phil, Groundhog Day is coming up on Thursday, August 2nd. Good morning, Ron.
Morning, guys. How are you?
We're doing great. You've been doing this, what, for about 2 decades now? Involved with
the... I've been in the inner circle for 20 years. Although, as handler, this is my sixth and, I might add, final year as handler. I'm going to pass that job along to one of the younger guys. Wow. But it's been an exciting time, to say the least.
What kind of training do you need to be the handler?
Well, I tell you what, the previous handler told me to meet him at the ground. We call it the Groundhog Zoo where Phil lives. I think it was a day after Groundhog Day 2011. I was all excited because I figured he was going to show me all the ropes. And when I got there, he handed me the keys and said good luck, and he left. So that was pretty much the training that I got.
Well, what have you learned over time?
I've learned not to put any vital body parts near the mouth of a groundhog. That's pretty much what I've learned. If you recall here several years ago, I believe it was out in the Midwest, somebody was perpetrating a Groundhog Day scene, and they held the groundhog near somebody's ear, and he almost lost his ear. So we don't do that here in Punxsutawney.
You know how to handle the groundhog, Phil, professionally.
Yeah, I do, but, my name, if you look at my name, there's an ouch in the middle, and there's a reason for that, because I say ouch a lot. I do get bitten. Phil is still a wild animal, even though people think he's a tame like a puppy. He's not. He's a wild animal and really does not like to be held, so we have to protect ourselves.
Now, you've got not only things that happened that day, so I suppose you handled him at other times, I would assume.
We do, yeah, throughout the year. We have many, many requests. People like to have Phil at their events. I've done, I've done parades. I've done corporate events. I've actually had lunch with the governor of Pennsylvania and his wife at the governor's mansion. I've been to professional sporting events where Phil has been the center of attraction. I've been to wedding receptions, school visits. We do lots. We're on the road quite a bit. And that's one of the reasons why I've decided to back away from the handler job, because it is becoming a job. Unfortunately, I don't get paid for it, but it takes a lot of time. So I'm going to back out this year and spend more time with my grandkids.
Ron, are you a hometown guy there in Punxsutawney?
I am. I was born and raised about 15 miles from Punxsutawney. Went to high school here, went away to college, went to the Army. I came back, got a job teaching at the local high school, and spent the next 37 years doing that, which I retired from about 6 years ago. So, yes, I'm totally ingrained in this whole thing, so I understand what it's all about.
Growing up so close by, do you remember becoming aware of Punxsutawney, Phil, how young you were or how that happened?
It would probably have been when I was maybe in junior high school, because we have a groundhog assembly. I mean, that's pretty standard fare here in the area. So that's probably when I first became aware of it. And I knew it was kind of special because, you know, this was bringing in TV cameras and crews and newsmen. And you know, for a little small town in western Pennsylvania, that's kind of a big deal. And then back in the early 90s when the movie hit, everything just exploded. We've had one or two years where we think the crowd was probably in the 30,000 to 40,000 people. And you bring that many people into a small town, it's quite a spectacle.
You're at the 130th anniversary of Groundhog Day, if I'm correct.
131.
Okay.
Yep.
And I understand Animal Planet came by and they're putting together a Groundhog Day story. Do you know much about that?
Well, I'm in it. It was filmed over a course of a couple of months there. I've seen the rough cut draft of the show, and it's very interesting. It's got it's sort of about the inner circle, maybe more so than Phil, because one of the names for the show, and I'm not sure what the final is, but one of the names was The Guardians of Phil. So it kind of gets into each of us and what we do and how we do it and why we do it. And And but it's a pretty interesting show, and it's supposed to air, I believe, Groundhog Evening.
Right.
First airing, I believe, is scheduled for 10 p.m. Right. February 2nd.
Right. And then in tradition of the movie Groundhog, they're airing it at 10 and 11 and at 12 and at 1 a.m.
Oh, so yeah. Yeah,
so
right.
It's one of those things you can't miss it if you you do. But, of course, people will be looking for the groundhog to see or not see his shadow.
That's right.
What time do you get up on February 2nd to get this thing going?
Let's put it this way. I get up February 1st, and then I don't go back to bed until probably late afternoon, early evening on February 2nd. So it's almost, I'd say, 1 year, my record, I think I stayed awake 42 hours straight. And I'm an old guy, so that's kind of wearing me down also. But it's fun. The adrenaline is running high, and you're meeting people from all over the world. So it's unbelievable. And I feel honored to have the title of Phil's handler after my name, because there have been very, very few men that have had the honor of holding that title. I'm thinking, that dash that's between your birth year and your death year, part of my dash is going to be that I got to be Phil's handler. So that's a pretty special thing.
Ron Plaucha is our guest this morning. Ron, I covered one of your events, Groundhog Day, about 15 years ago. What advice would you have for anyone making the first trek to Punxsutawney?
Okay, there are several things that I always tell people. Number one, please don't bring little small kids up there, because the weather conditions can be brutal, and there's really no place to go. You're in the woods on top of a hill. It could be snowing, raining, windy, extremely cold, and it's not really a good place for small young kids. But if you do come, make sure you are prepared for any weather condition possible. In my years, I've seen ice storms, freezing below zero temperatures, you name it. I've seen it all. So, February 2nd, you can never predict what kind of weather. So you got to come dressed for anything. A lot of people like to maybe tip a few drinks before they come, which, that's understandable. But unfortunately, some people tip a few too many. And when the alcohol wears off around 5 or 6 in the morning, then you can really become miserable. So there is no alcohol permitted at Gobbler's Knob. The other thing is, we have no parking. So if you plan to come to Punxsutawney, you're going to be forced to find a parking spot someplace and then ride one of our shuttle buses. So that's how we get everybody up there.
Every year, there's two scrolls that are determined what happens with Phil. What becomes of those scrolls? Are they displayed somewhere over the years, or is it?
Our office is kind of like a museum, partially. So we have lots of memorabilia in the office. We have stuff from the movie. We actually have a signed movie script, and we have photos and stuff like that. And we do have some of the scrolls available so people can see them. But we also, I want to remind your listeners, we also have a website that it's very simple to remember. It's groundhog.org. And if they'd like to watch Groundhog Day, I believe it's streamed live on our website. So, that's a way to sort of be there, but in the comfort of your own home.
Right.
You can watch it on your computer.
Right there from Gobbler's Knob, where people can see
what
happens. And Groundhog Day coming up, obviously, February 2nd every year. This is a Thursday this time around. Our guest today has been Ron Plaucha, who is one of the co-handlers of Phil. We appreciate your time, Ron.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks.
And I'll just wish you an early happy Groundhog Day.
Thank you. You too.